It's really, really, really helpful when we can start to look within to understand the relationship we have with money and see it as just another thing that we interact with from our state of consciousness. And if we go there, we realize that there's no, like, to even further what Michael said, it's like, oh, just pretend you're hired and you're getting a salary. It's like, well, in terms of the realm of consciousness, it's like, I use the example, like you're playing with the house's money. It's like, there's nothing, there's truly no form there. So there's nothing to get right or wrong. You can explore without having any consequences in a way. Whereas we don't normally think of money as something we can explore without consequences. But when you see that money is just an object you play with through a state of consciousness, then you can play with the state of consciousness part with nothing on it. So, like, I've actually been really, really fascinated. Two things have happened to me that have made me really change. And I'm not changed, I'm changing. That's always true, but I can feel I'm in a process of changing my relationship to money. And one has been the death of my three family members that I told you guys about. And one has been the shutdown, the coronavirus. And the reason one changed, and it's going to look like something outside of me, but it triggered me to go inside, is sitting across from my dad. And I know I shared this conversation with you guys earlier, but where he was in tears. And I've never seen him like this. And this is why it, like, shot me inside myself when I saw it. I was like, whoa, as I saw him crying, saying, you know, I thought if I kind of did everything right, I could create a nice life for my children. And I realize now I can't do that. And I know for my dad, part of fighting to create a nice life for his children had a lot to do with money. And it was really interesting to witness him have that come crashing down, because in looking in his eyes in that moment, I realized, oh, I have some of that in me too. I have a belief in me that security is from having enough money. Now, I thought I was freer than him about that, because I don't have the same, I would say, almost like aggressive drive. My dad's always had like a very aggressive drive. We always joked it was never enough. Like, buy a vineyard, okay, great. Buy a second vineyard. My mom's like, really? One vineyard wasn't enough for you? Okay, now we have to have another, because it's just like always the next thing. Like, he always wanted more, more, more. So I don't have that. So I assumed I was very free. But when I sat with him and saw him saying something much deeper, something much more human than like going out and amassing, it was like, oh, I thought I could create security for the people I love. And I realized in that moment, oh, I think money equals security too. In a much quieter way than you, in a much less aggressive way than you, but I do. I think money equals security. And I didn't see my own handcuff, because I'll call it a handcuff to that, until that conversation. And ever since that conversation, it's like, I think I got one arm free, but the other one's still a little bit stuck. So I'm like massaging this wrist and I'm like, oh, this feels so much better. Oh, this is great. I'm moving this arm, but this one's still a little like, so because the universe has a sense of humor, it was like, okay, you're getting somewhere, Mara, but now we're going to give you a pandemic so you can work on that other arm. And it's been really interesting because, you know, we've applied for every loan. Like, we've been on it. We've been the first people to apply for the PPP loan in America. If you're American, that's what it's called, the Payroll Protection Plan. And interestingly, like, because of the deaths of my family members, we took off the last quarter of the year. We didn't do our fundraiser like we usually do, that usually brings in like 50% of our annual revenue. We didn't do a couple different sort of gigs or whatever you would call it, paid things, with the assumption that, well, we'd make up for it at the beginning of this year. You know, when life happens in this way, you don't question it, you just stop everything. So we stopped everything for 3 months. We brought in zero money for 3 months with the idea that we would just get back on it in the first quarter of this year. Well, then with coronavirus, the things that we were had in place were all starting in like March, April, May. We had things lined up and all those things got canceled. So it's like, okay, interesting. And what it's forced me to see that I want to share with all of you, which again, I'm in a work in progress on. I have not arrived by any stretch of the imagination. So I'm sharing something that's very real time for me, but it's like, and I'm going to try not to overthink how I say this because I hate how kind of like cliche shit can sound sometimes. So I'm just going to say it is like, I really do think the more I sit with it, the more it looks to me like if you are living in your truth and who you really are, and you are showing up and you are giving that to the world, then things work themselves out. And money is one of those things because it's a reflection of your state of consciousness anyway. So I'm not saying the secret. I'm not saying, you know, I manifested a brand new car. I'm not saying any of that crap. I'm saying that fundamental needs of humans are naturally met by the flow of life when you are living in the flow of life. That is my experience of it. And I can't really explain it because any words start to sound a little more cheesy and contrived than I can be comfortable with. But it's like, shit just seems to work out. And if I look back at my life, that has always been true. It has always been true. But I'm seeing it a lot lately, that you really just kind of have to surrender that it's about you working really hard and making a big deal about it. It's really quite the opposite. It's like, when you really just get comfortable and you trust that you can be in resonance inside yourself, that somehow that resonance inside yourself resonates in the world, and there becomes this dance of life. And so it gets easier, it gets more natural, which is kind of what it was always designed to be anyway. You know, when we go back to the fact that money is just a way of exchanging services between human beings, which is another way of saying humans sharing. So I have been loving how many things humans have been giving to me for free lately in this period of pandemic. Like, I have been enjoying, or people are having a pay what you can spirit to them. And I'm loving all the things I've been giving away. I've also been loving the things I've been charging people for, but it's not as like chunky in my head. It doesn't feel like I'm having to work so hard at figuring out how to make that happen. And I feel like collectively humanity has calmed down a little bit about that. I don't know if I just feel that way because I have. That could be true. Everyone else could be freaking out about it more, but because I've calmed down about it, it looks like everyone's going to calm down about it. That's possible. But because I've calmed down about it, I have seen all these different ways in which I feel like, oh, it's so interesting when our economy gets squeezed like it's being squeezed right now, and people don't have the same freedom around money as they usually have. Humans are doing what humans do. They find creative new ways to share with each other. It's so simple. And yet, you know, when you listen to, what's her name who spoke earlier? I'm looking for her. you could see how complicated we can make something so simple, you know? So it's just it's a really interesting time. I feel like in a way, you know, we always could have done this. We didn't need a pandemic to do this, but it's weird to say. It's kind of nice we have this pandemic to force us to look at our relationship to money and go, does it have to be so complicated? Is there a simpler way? And to me, as cliche as it sounds, it's really, really, really seeing that it's just my consciousness interacting with a completely neutral, random thing.
Have you seen the paperclip video where somebody actually traded a paperclip for a house?
No.
But through a series, they traded the paperclip for something, and then they trade, and it was just, they just did these trades, and they wound up. You can find it online. It's kind of cool and extraordinary. But while I was listening to you, what occurred to me is people think the game is making money, but the actual game is exchange.
Yeah.
And money is just the medium that we use. So if you think of money as an exchange unit, a convenient exchange unit, a CEU, right? Then it's just like, well, okay, so why would I hoard exchange units? Because I can just exchange stuff for them as I need them. But I might want to keep some on hand. So in the moment, it takes so much of the, yeah, but money. Well, if you know, is there a skill in exchanging goods and services? Yeah, I'd say there is. But it's just that. Like the idea of deserving. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense with the game of exchange. I don't deserve your cow. All I have is this humble chicken. Well, then if they don't want your chicken, they won't give you their cow. I mean, like, what's the big deal? Okay, three chickens. Okay, now we're talking. Like, you know, that's such a simple game. And our worth and value in the world, just don't enter into it, you know? How many chickens your coaching is worth is entirely in the eye of the chicken owner. It's really kind of nothing to do with you. If it's worth three chickens to them, why wouldn't you let them give you three chickens? If it's worth one chicken to them, you get to decide if it's worth one chicken to you. But that's the game. And there's something that for me falls away when, because if I call it money, I have to deal with my psychology around money. I have to deal with the history of all my thinking around money, all my conditioning around money. If I just stop calling it money, then that just doesn't seem so relevant. You know, how do you justify charging 65 exchange units for that? I can get it for 30 exchange units over there. Well, go get it over there. What the fuck? Like, it's not complicated. Yeah, but I want this. Well, this is 65 exchange units. Why? Because I made it up that way. Oh, okay. I mean, that's all that's ever going on. I want to do that. I can't afford it. Oh, I'm a failure. I want to do that. Oh, it's more exchange units than I've got. Well, I'll go exchange something else for more units.